BBC Radio Australia.
Mibla NCDC, mibla ino got one bla program or eviction exercise targeted at one bla settlement inside the city. That's like German doctor. Me as governor now, chairman of NCDC, triple member of the middle of parliament, leaders that have been duly mandated, and mibla making talk clear now. So you may not can walk in kind German doctor. So that's for the record. In terms of 2 mile, everybody knows the situation. I want to set the record straight. We have given the people of 2 mile more than enough time, enough warning. We have tolerated the situation at 2 mile. We have given them the opportunity to change their ways, to renounce violence, to respect each other. Correct. But did they respect that? No, God. In the recent past, around 2021 or 2022, myself as governor, chairman of NCDC, member for Mosby South, Honorable Justin Chochenko, I think member for Kairuku Hiri then, now member for Kairuku, yeah. Honorable Peter Iswaimo, minister, and I think the member for Goilala then. We met with all entire community up there 2 mile at the Memorial Park, not Memorial Park, but
2 mile memorial.
Yeah. And we went through all the issues that they faced. There was a threat of eviction at the time, but we decided to give them another chance. And we gave them too many chances, and they did not show appreciation or gratitude or reciprocate, renounce violence especially.
Long late January, Time All Authority been carrying out all eviction along 2 mile hill. Mipla been asking NCD Governor Powers Pakop Longen na emi been making one kind talk all of them. Oli been giving plenty warning pinis long all.
Em one play everywhere, emi no some come up nothing or problem long crime and violence. All residents sambla long up, police got record long Cosima violence within the community and law public too, especially on the main road. Ibet Mari Highway or 2 mile. Plenty warning talk survey golong pinis. Mina member of the Mosby South, na other leaders too. Mipla meeting one time more, members of parliament. Like for example on 2021, the problem come up, Mipla meeting everybody get a passing progress and by me respecting one another, no can work in violent crime or but I'm not saying it. I think some local community all the saying is or can the man Mary all live long up long 2 mile for generation. I think sometimes I'm fourth generation, sometimes two generation. So plenty line all discover each other or respecting each other. But mainly all some young man only line long disturbing community involved long alcohol abuse, na drug abuse, na kind or continue to work in trouble na sadly and long Saturday evening and come up again. I think some young man or the under influence of the vehicle or you start on stoning all motorists, na police let go in and then try to come up or heavy come up now, you miss looking on the police of sex in injury. Na. I think 8 plan at plan line the community in injury too, so you may come to this point where you must browse him on this line. Line we look at the respect of community, respect of each other, respect of city. So and now you may come up to this situation now is that 2 mile now.
Na long as day, Governor Pakopi go ahead long talk long all media, long one way he been walk long go ahead long 2 mile hill.
The community knows the suspect. They know who's been committing all this act of violence and crime and threatening even the residents out there 2 mile. How's Mary Blumi Emsa sleep long up here? She tells me every day what happens. And Mary Okapaya. And she herself too lives under fear. Mm-hmm. Even her own community. So it's not just outside community feeling threatened. It's a community out there, different ethnic groups, they also feel threatened.
So Governor Pakop and me go ahead long talk long temporary care center, only pine him long all people long 2 mile hill, only can go stop long in long lick time.
So down at 2 mile we have found temporary care center. I want to acknowledge those people who have given up their land to allow the temporary care center. But Today too, I can announce that we have secured from the customer landowners at Gereu from Baruni. They've given us 10 hectares of land. The possibility to extend it is there. We are in negotiation now. But as we speak, yesterday we've started cleaning the 10 hectares already. So we are going to move all those people we have evicted down there 2 miles, and those from 4 miles, they are all going to move there as a temporary care center. Minimum about 6 months.
That's all Governor Paco Pito aim emi long pinisim passing blong making more settlements inside long city.
To have a long lasting solution, but importantly to end settlement in the city. National government policy is in alignment with our policy to end settlement in the city. So I want to end by appealing to our people to support us to end settlement in the city.